Hospice is not a place. It's not about buildings and beds, but rather attitudes and philosophies. There are about 120 licensed hospices in Virginia providing end-of-life care, still though, while serving 36% of the Medicare beneficiaries in the state. That's lower than the national average of 42%. And many patients are coming into programs too late to receive many benefits. Eric Lindner is a Northern Virginia attorney who became a hospice volunteer. He's written a book about what he's learned from patients. Lindner says, for one thing, after sitting with people in their final days to provide respite care for families, his time-related frame of reference completely changed.
When I was working in law firm, I had to fill out timesheets every 6 minutes. It wasn't until my time with hospice that I really understood how every single minute mattered and how we could wring so much living out of every minute. I mean, my days just go by in a blur. But when I'm with my patients and their families, it's like there's a sealed, locked room of serenity and time just goes into another dimension.
Lindner's new book is called Hospice Voices, Lessons for Living at the End of Life.